So now that we know that there is a isser, a prohibition of muksa, the question is why? Why would there be a gezeira? Why would Chachamim come along and say one should not be handling different things on Shabbos? So the Rambam brings down three reasons. He says, first of all, we say, you know, sometimes you say in Kiddush, the Pesukim in Yeshaya, which says that one's speech should be different than his speech during the week. On Shabbos, you should have different way of walking, that your hilucha b'Shabbos should be different than the walking that you have during the week, your clothing, your activities. So, of course, it makes sense that what you handle on Shabbos should be different than what you handle on, you know, during the week. That's reason number one. Reason number two, the Rambam says, is a classic answer that most people would say, is that if you're allowed to touch a pen, you might actually write. If you're allowed to touch and move around hammers, you might build something on Shabbos. So the second reason would be a classic gezeira that you might do malacha. And the third reason the Rambam brings down is that for many people, they do not work during the week. And for them, how is Shabbos different than the week if not for the fact that they cannot move muksa? So as the Rambam calls it, everyone needs to have a shvisa hanikaris, that everyone by them has to show that they are keeping Shabbos. They're doing something different now that it's Shabbos than they would on a regular week. Day. So for most people, they plow and plant and they, you know, they're tailors. So obviously Shabbos is different. They can't do the malacha. But for someone who's just sitting at a, you know, sitting on their couch all day, how are they showing that they're not doing malacha? How are they showing that they're having a shvi sanikaris by them not handling muksa? Comes along the Ravid. The Ravid says the classic reason for muksa is that you might carry. Isn't that the whole source for muksa? That Nehemiah came and saw that Klal Yisrael were not being Nizar, they weren't caring about carrying on Shabbos. And he said that one is not allowed to handle various things. If you cannot move it, you're obviously not going to carry it on Shabbos. So that's the reason the Ravid brings down. And he asks a question on the Rambam. Why does the Rambam have to add these three more reasons of Hilucha b'Shabbos? You might come to write. You need a Shvisa Hanikaras. So if you were following along with the sources, we know, and this is basically what the Magen Mishnah says to answer the question of the Ravid, we know that there are two sources for Muksa. There's Nehemiah, Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Gimel, and there's the source we have of David HaMelech, Shabbos Daf Lamed Amud Beis, which came 400 years earlier. So although it could be true that Nehemiah made the gzera that stop someone from carrying on Shabbos, there's an old Isser of Muksa, which is that a person has to rest on Shabbos, to have shvisa, and therefore it makes sense based on these three reasons that, you know, the Rambam brings. So it is not necessarily a kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam saying three global reasons why there's an isser from muksa. The Ravid's reason of bringing down from Nehemiah of caring is a reason why there was a later gezeira, an additional gezeira of muksa by Nehemiah, and therefore there is no kasha. At the end of the day, we have potentially four reasons for why muksa is. There's a gzeira of muksa. Number one, that's just to repeat it, that you're handling things on Shabbos should be different than during the week. Number two, you might come to write. Number three, every single person has to have a shvisa hanikaris. Even if you don't work during the week, you have to show that on Shabbos I'm resting. So muksa helps you with that. And the Ravid that says that if you were allowed to handle things, you would end up carrying on Shabbos, and therefore that is why we have an isser of muksa.